Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, today is Monday, May 23rd, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday to you. I hope this day finds you happy. And, well, if you're not feeling happy just yet, well, give it some time. If it doesn't show up, you know what I say, go looking for it. Go find it. Find yourself some happy. It's all around you. Yes, it is. And you don't believe it? Okay, well, I'm going to dare you to tap someone who's happy on the shoulder or call somebody who you know is seriously happy and ask them, where can I find some happiness? Well, if they're for real happy, they are going to say, you've got to look within first. And if you don't find it there by going inside your head and heart, well, start planting. Yep, you've got to get happy with you first and foremost, because this amazing thing happens when you are already happy with you. You look around and so many things you see will add to your happy. You will choose what adds to your happy. And even sometimes you may be pleasantly surprised at where you find it. Speaking of happiness, or more specifically love, do I hear the whispers in the background? What's that you're saying, guys? Love is what? It's where you find it. Is that right? Well, we are going to see. My special guest today is former pro baller Stevie Bags and his amazing mom, Mrs. Lola Robinson. And he's the newest celebrity bachelor on the second season of WeTV's hit reality series, Match Made in Heaven. The premiere kicked off last week with 18 gorgeous ladies who all had fantasies of becoming the future Mrs. Stevie Bag, but not so much for three of those dolls that Stevie and his mama Lola sent packing. It's a tough job being a celebrity bachelor, I know, and a celebrity bachelor mom, but somebody's got to do it. Welcome, Stevie.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Is Mama Lola with you?
Hi. Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, I am so glad that both of you could be here with me today. I'm really excited about this. I thought, you know what, this is such a cool topic to be talking about. You know, I'm usually kind of all over the place trying to bring some current events and topics and things like this. So this is really, really a whole lot of fun for me. So I want to find out, first of all, you guys are some busy people, so that makes this extra special. Get me kind of up to speed and the audience of some of the things you're doing outside of Match Made in Heaven.
Well,
wow.
I'll start. Mom. You want to start off, Mom? Go ahead.
You go ahead, babe.
Well, you know, we're doing a number of different things. We have over 7 different businesses that we have in our family. And so right now, our main focus and our main objective is the CEDA Foundation, which stands for Creating Empowerment Through Autonomy. We're 13 years old. My mom and I started this foundation in Florida, and we're incorporated in Florida, Georgia, and Ontario, Canada. And we do a number of different objectives surrounding health and wellness. And then we have 4 after-school programs. We're the only vendor in the city of Atlanta to have 4 after-school programs in 4 different centers of hope, which is amazing, where we're able to have a sustainable impact on the lives of our youth every day. We run a cafe called Dream Cafe, which is downtown Atlanta. It's a cafe empowerment center. We do open mics. We do events there. We have great food. It's an amazing edifice for our people. And It's a place where people can manifest their dreams. Me on the personal side, I'm an author. I'm also an actor. I'm also the health and wellness ambassador for the city of Atlanta and a brand ambassador for Young Living Essential Oils. And so I know I'm busy, and I know Mom's busy because she helps me out with a lot of that stuff. And then she's working on her next book. I'll let her tell you about that.
Yes.
What you're doing is so essential. Yeah, go ahead, Mama Lola.
No, what I was going to say is just to interject or piggyback on what Stevie said. As a family, you know, we're just, on this mogul moving train, and that every day when we rise, we're grinding. And it's about making sure that we create the type generational wealth that our Caucasian counterparts have. And a lot of times as African Americans, you know, we focus on getting degrees and going working for other people, but I believe that true wealth is doing something that you love, something that you're passionate about, and that's what we do every day. On my personal side, my husband owns a painting and power washing business, and then writing my own personal book. It's called The Men in My Life. And the book just talks about the relationship steps and what we have to do as women to, obtain good relationships in our lives. Because, you know, I talk about my relationship with my father, you know, my siblings. I talk about my relationship with my son, my stepson, and, you know, the difficulties I had in my journey on making those relationships great and where they are today. And it's just a little memoir to, you know, and also a little bit about my life and how I grew up from the time I was a little girl up till now. So I'm really excited about all the things that God is doing in our lives. I'm excited about the doors that are being opened. You know, it's been a long journey, but it's definitely well-deserved, because I promise you we have not left any stone unturned.
Well, you know, I'm going to be looking forward to talking to you again then down the line. That sounds so very exciting. Relationship information, we certainly need it. And, Steve, I'll tell you what, you couldn't have a better expert. Your mother and somebody who's putting out a relationship book, I think that is just great. Well, I know they affectionately refer to you as Mama Lola, but I'm going to call you Ms. Lola for the show. I'm going to start the questioning with you about the show, so let's go ahead and switch gears. You know, I saw that discerning eye and spirit at work in you.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think if we put our heads together, we could probably cut it down to two or three right away.
Exactly, exactly. You know, those are my exact same sentiments. You know, men are wired to look at the aesthetics and, you know, to look at, you know, the beauty of a woman, the outer appearance of a woman, and then eventually they get to see, you know, the real representative. And as mothers and as a woman, we go a little bit further than that. We look at the person's intent, their heart. You know, we see red flags right away that our children, not just my son, but, you know, daughters too, that they don't see. And so it was an endeavor that I was happy to be a part of, because, you know, in real life, that's how it is. I say that, I've met many women. They come up to me and, you know, they give me gifts, and especially when they know who I am. I've been in situations just like on the show where I've been at an event with Stevie and no one knew who I was. In fact, I would walk in with them, and so the assumptions are made. And then by the end of the night, when they find out who I am, now all of a sudden the whole interaction changes. You know, their energy towards me changes. You know, now you want to come over and you want me to have your business card. You want to be nice to me. But before, I got these glaring, beaming eyes. So what does that say about your character? What does that say about
exactly.
what your intentions are? So, you know, I just believe that you treat people the way you want to be treated, regardless of where they are in life. And a lot of times when people do stuff, especially women, that say that they want to be in a marriage, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I need to be able to get along with my daughter-in-law. I want a daughter-in-law. And so if my initial impression of you is that you are an opportunist, then we're going to have some issues. We're going to have some issues.
Yeah. So what did you think about last week's cut?
I was happy with last week's cut. You know, the young lady that there were two women that I had issues with when I was working undercover specifically. The one young lady that made a comment, well, you know, we clearly, it's cold out here, we all need our jackets. You know, I wanted to, possibly, if I had an option to cut her, I would have done her too, but I only had the opportunity to do one. And so the young lady that I did get rid of, she was just not a representative of what she was trying to portray. You know, her mouth was saying one thing, but her actions were saying something else. And I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying because I see what you're doing.
Yeah, well, Stevie, listen, I didn't forget about you.
No.
You know,
listen, I'm happy that you guys are having an opportunity to vibe and talk this talk.
Well, I think she's amazing. I'm serious about that. But I want to ask you, I know you're hoping to find that special lady that you know, hoped for, prayed for, and dreamed about. What would you say the odds of that happening is going to be with this? What would you say? I mean, there are certainly some seemingly awesome women to choose from, and I know that's been very difficult.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We didn't hear you for a minute. You phased out for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you again. I said I know that you're hoping. Can you hear me clearly now?
See, yes. I hear background noise too, baby.
I know. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
All right. Yeah, it helps.
No, I heard the
okay.
first part.
Okay. Do you want me to
question.
Repeat it?
No,
I'll repeat
you
it for
said,
you.
What are the odds? What are the odds of me, you know, what do I think the odds of me finding true love on the show, right? Is that kind of what
yes,
you asked?
Yes, it is.
I think the odds are high, but it's also very difficult when you're in this position because a lot of the times you never know who a person is until you squeeze them and see what's inside, and you really can't squeeze a person until you've gone through adversity, until you've gone through being around them for a long period of time. So what I'm happy for is the opportunity to grow, to be able to grow with a woman who has the qualities that I'm looking for, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm
well, you know,
for.
I was...
I think the odds are high.
Well, that's good. I was listening closely. I was listening with a grown-up ear to everything that was going on as well, and it's obvious that you're looking for, you know, something deep and meaningful. So what qualities does a woman need to have to capture your heart with that? I know there must be some special things that you have in mind that she has to be about.
Absolutely. I mean, let's talk about a woman really, truly having an outside-of-the-box perspective on faith and on growth and on spirituality. To me, that's big because that's where I'm at in my life. Obviously, as my mom mentioned earlier, you know, we're visual creatures as men. I think when a woman's beautiful is one thing, but when her disposition matches that, then it just takes it to a whole nother level. And then just having a relationship with her family, to me, is important because I'm extremely close with my family. My mom and my dad, my brothers and sisters, like my cousins, like we're a close family just in general. And so a woman has to be able to understand that aspect of my life. And then I guess just moving forward, just having ambition and drive, a woman that's vivacious and a renaissance woman. And it sounds like it's a lot, but I mean, it's not like a woman has to check off in every one of those categories in order for me to grow with them, with her, I should say. But, you know, having a mindset and a vision towards that is important to me because I can get with a woman and just settle, but then I'll be like everybody else because there's not a ton of monogamous relationships that I'm envious of. There's not a ton of polyamorous relationships that I'm envious of either. You know what I mean? So being equally yoked goes further than, you know, our bank accounts match. We match aesthetically. You know, we have the same quote-unquote religion or faith. But like, being equally yoked goes much, much deeper than that, in my humble opinion. And so that's really what I'm looking for, that equally yoked someone who can pull greatness out of me. I pull greatness out of her. We match one another's drive and, you know, that type of stuff is very important to me.
Well, let me ask this, and Ms. Lola, I want you to reflect on this next question first, because I think we can break it down to some real basics, and some people won't like this, but, you know, I think men need to feel love, feel safe, feel like a woman really has their back, and but some women would say, I'm not your mama, but I just want to say this, ladies, get the memo, the woman who taught him how to feel love, give love, feel safe, protect, was his mama, and he's going to be looking for some of those built-ins in her. Not her, but some of those built-ins in her, right?
Right. You know, I think that what happens in our community, especially, and I keep referring to the African-American community because we, for whatever reason, have missed this whole step about love and how to be in love and how to embrace one another. And the minute I hear a statement like, well, I'm not your mom, you know, in my opinion, I think that that comes from a place of resentment versus a place of, you know, love and adoration. And when I say that, I've had an opportunity to be a daughter-in-law, and I saw qualities in my mother-in-law that I admired, and I embraced those qualities. And, you know, not to be in competition with her. And just remember, ladies, you're never, ever in competition with the mother-in-law. You know, your position should be that of aspiring to be the daughter in her life. Because when you marry the son, you become one. And that
right.
oneness puts you in a position of being in sync with the entire family. And I said this the other night at the premiere, when you marry the entire family. There's no such thing as you're going to marry the man or marry the woman and you guys are going to go and live happily ever after. It just doesn't happen that way. You marry the entire family, especially when the children start coming. So, you know, ladies, just remember that, you know, the mother-in-law is not the enemy. The mother-in-law is not someone that you should resent. Rather, you know, cling on to the advice because usually she's gone through something that you have not gone through, and it'll give you an opportunity to have a successful marriage. What I find is that when women go against the mother-in-law, and not in some cases, because there are some women that's just overbearing, you know, they want to be in their children's marriage and in the business. You know, we're not talking about situations like that. We're talking about a woman of God that has wisdom and that allows God to give her instruction so that she can she understands her place. Everybody has a lane in a relationship. Stay in your lane. And, you know, with my son, you know, I told him this whole process is just like, you know, interviewing the right candidate. You get the right candidate, and then, you know, it's up to them to make it work. And so I would just say, you know, always reciprocate whatever your mother-in-law is giving you. If your mother-in-law is kind and loving to you, towards you, don't take heart to that, but take hold of that and embrace that.
What say you, Stevie?
Well, I agree. I agree that it is very important for us to be in a position to, you know, not admonish one another in general, but to as opposed to admonish, just admire the good qualities. I think it's easy to pull out negatives in a situation, but if you even look at how people accept compliments, if someone says you're beautiful, a lot of the times people don't even know how to accept a compliment because you're so used to people always being so pessimistic. And so for me, I'm a proponent of spreading that positivity, spreading love, have glass full mentality, as opposed to, you know, and, you know, just always, you know, referring to the negative side. And so for me, it's about a positive vibe only.
Okay, that sounds great. Listen, I got a kind of a threefold question to ask you about this. So we found out you don't, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't buy into love at first sight. So do you believe in the possibility of a soulmate or having a divine connection with a person?
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong. I would never put any limitations on the Creator with regards to love at first sight.
I know that's
but,
right.
You know, under those circumstances that I was put in with that young lady, it was just that my connections at Love at First Sight didn't match hers. So it wouldn't have been fair for me to say, yeah, let's keep moving forward, when we were already starting off on an angle where it wasn't right. And to me, a soulmate or love at first sight should be reciprocal, as opposed to one person over the other, because that's when you're going to have some issues, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a post yesterday, a comment on a post that I want to ask you about, because there are a lot of women there with, you know, they're gorgeous, they have all kinds of backgrounds, and, you know, you're getting to see some things about their personalities. But this post said there are too many attractive people, but not enough interesting ones. And I thought, you know what, I'm gonna ask Stevie about that tomorrow. I know, isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of attractive people, but not enough interesting ones. What do you think about that?
I think it's true, and I think it speaks to the point I made earlier about a person's disposition matching their outward beauty. You know, that's what it's about. I mean, you being eccentric or interesting or different, it's something that's rare. You know, everyone can be in the box of whatever celebrated in pop culture and television, but who can embrace that and also add their own flair and also have some interesting points about life and about growth and about transcending beyond what we're at right now or where we're at right now. To me, that's very important, and it's true.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, let me ask you this. You are looking for love, so are they. So what are they going to find, Stevie, in a relationship with you? Tell us about you. What are they going to find?
Well, I mean, the first thing I said when I met the ladies is that I'm not flawless, but I'm faithful. And, you know, when I really break that point down to its lowest common denominator, I'm not faithful to any man, woman, boy, or girl. I'm faithful to my purpose and my destiny that the Creator gave me. And in turn, being faithful to my purpose, I will honor and respect people. You know, I will honor and respect the universe, the earth, the world. And so for me, it's more important about being faithful to my purpose. And then in turn, everyone else that comes into my sphere or in my presence and vice versa, then we'll have a fruitful, you know, connection or relationship or, you know, interaction, if you would. And that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw specifically that you're certainly a sensitive guy and loving guy. I mean, what are you, the kind of guy that likes to lavish the lady in your life with gifts and trips and all of those kinds of things? That's what I was more specifically kind of pointing toward. What's she going to look forward to?
Well, yeah. So, you know, absolutely, you want to take care of the woman in your life, and you want to make sure she's pampered. But I think a lot of times we do all that stuff backwards. We do that stuff during the euphoric stage, and then once we get the woman who we want, then that stuff stops. You know what I'm saying? Like I often talk about, you know, don't open the door during the first few dates, and then you know, like I'll tell ladies all the time, like, look, I'm gonna open the door for you when it's organic, when it's natural. You know, it's not gonna be a fake thing, because it's gonna be times when it's raining outside, or we both in a rush, or we both angry at one another, and it's not going to be as advantageous to say open the door right now, as opposed to us just getting in the car and handling business. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a thing about not being a gentleman, because I always tell people I'm not a gentleman, because I've never been a Gentile. I'm a Kingsman. You know what I'm saying? So for me, being a Kingsman really speaks to serving the people. You know, a king serves the people, and more, if you can't serve the woman in your life, you know, you definitely can't serve the people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, listen, I've got one more question, and then we're going to wrap this up. I'm really, really excited and thankful that you both took the time to do this, but we know you're in the first quarter of this game. You know, healing. As we
Hello?
Thought it could be. I was asking if it's overwhelming to Stevie, or is it fun?
No, you know what? I can truthfully say that having 18 women to choose from is one thing, but having 18 viable women where the majority of these women, great heads on their shoulders, doing amazing things in their careers. Some are entrepreneurs. Others of those women are mothers. So when you have 18 viable women and you have to break up with 17 of them, that could be overwhelming for sure. But the experience of it all has been such an amazing experience to work with Sherry Shepherd, my mom, Chaplain Jay, WeTV, the production company. Everyone has been every day wasn't Sunday, believe me. But there's been much more good than bad, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here and for us to really help show that Black love is alive and Black love matters.
Well, I'm going to definitely be following along. Ms. Lola, I know you probably have it all figured out already. It's my guess. I won't ask you to reveal who that is, but is it feeling overwhelming to you? Because I'm telling you, you got that tiger eye that I see it, and it looks like what Lola wants, Lola gets. And I'm just wondering, how's it feeling to
you? Well,
you know,
what's interesting is that, you know, at this stage in Stevie's life, all I can do is give him my advice. But he is very headstrong, and, you know, he made some choices that I didn't agree with. But as his mother, and you know this, if you have children, you know, especially at this age, you have to let them, you know, go ahead with whatever decisions they make. I can say that I believe that he makes the right choices ultimately, and I'm just there always for the support on the back end. And I'll never do that whole I told you so thing. You know, I just want him to know that I love him and I support him in all his endeavors.
I'm going to say something, and this is just meant in humor. I would put a disclaimer on that. I'm not going to say I told you. Because I'm a mom and I know I know how that works. We mean it
when
we say it, Stevie.
I can honestly say that I'm thankful for a discerning mother, you know, because there's a lot of people, and I have a discerning father as well. I have a great family overall, and so I'm thankful for that. Because a lot of people don't have people that really care about them enough to hold them to a higher standard, you know, enough to hold them to the fire when they're making decisions that are advantageous to their purpose, as we spoke about earlier. So I'm ultra thankful for having that in my life.
Well, I have no doubt that this is going to turn out really well, and I just wish you continued blessings and success, both of you. I will be looking forward to seeing who this blessed and highly favored woman is. Thank you both
so much for taking time
to talk to me today.
Silver,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, sir, you're welcome. Be blessed.
All right. All right.
Hope to talk to you again sometime down the line. Thank you, Ms. Lola.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys have an amazing day.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wasn't that awesome, people? Tuning in today to hear Stevie Beggs talk about his search for love. Yeah, it's game on. He is looking to score big in love. Wasn't that an amazing conversation with him and Miss Lola? Well, I am going to be looking forward to talking to you again. Won't be for a couple of weeks. Next week I'm running a treat repeat, the holiday, and so I will have a treat repeat in place for you. But the following Monday, that's Master Your Mindset Monday. And, you know, that's the day that we take a little trip around your head and see what's there and what we can put there, share there, and learn some new and amazing things together. So look forward to that. In the meantime, tell your friends about Foxology Today. Hit them up on Facebook and Twitter and all your other social media platforms. There's always something powerful, positive, fun, exciting, empowering here. So in the meantime, be good. Be blessed. Be awesome. Have a great day, folks. Thanks for tuning in.